This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Periodically, we like to connect with one of the Ramsey Show media personalities, Jade Warshaw, one of the co-hosts of the program, on with us. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kyle.
So wanted to kind of take a look at the idea of planning for the future, but still being able to live well. And one of the things I wanted to ask you about is the idea of saving money every month and what the impact could be on the future if you really stick with it.
Yeah, you know, I think the first idea is those are not two separate mutually exclusive ideas, planning for the future versus living well now. I would say that living well now does mean planning for the future. It is, a well-rounded financial life means that you are having money for the current while you're planning for the future. It's all the same thing. And we can, if we live our life on a budget, we can budget for the things that we need in the here and now, week to week, month to month, while still putting aside the right amount of money so that we can retire and that we feel good about our future.
And right when we got married a number of years ago, one piece of advice was to save money every month, no matter what. We managed to do that, but of course, when you're first married, about half the time you end up taking part of the money out that month because cars break down and appliances break and all that, but you still at least are getting on the right road. It may just take you a while.
Yeah, it'll take a while, but honestly, one of the biggest roadblocks to that is consumer debt. And if you can start out your marriage, if you can start out your young adulthood and really avoid debt, you're ahead of the game. But if you're like me and you never got the message and you did wind up in consumer debt, the first step is to eliminate that consumer debt, because if you don't, it's eating up your paycheck every single month, right? We say that your biggest wealth building tool is your income. And so the first step is getting that back in your pocket by paying off that consumer debt.
And you've talked about this with us before, but you, when we say high level of consumer debt, you're like one of the people with a giant flashing light.
Yeah, that's right. My husband and I had $460,000 of consumer debt. Most of it was student loans. And I know I'm not the only one. You know, student loan debt is, over $1 trillion. It is just madness right now. But it's not just student loan debt. You know, most Americans have car payments. And when you're looking at a car payment that's $800 or $900 a month, and maybe you have two of them, well, yeah, it's no wonder that you don't feel like you have the money to set aside for kids' college or the money to set aside even for investing.
You know, I was looking at one of the car lots over the weekend and spotted a vehicle, not one that I would be looking at, but I looked at the price tag. The price tag for this big, huge SUV was more than our first house.
Absolutely. There's an interesting correlation if you look at the data. If you synthesize the data, you'll see that about 60% of Americans, working adults, have car payments. And then you'll see, wow, shockingly, about that amount are also living paycheck to paycheck. And then if you look further down the road, you say, wow, 60% of Americans are also worried about having enough money for retirement. So there's an interesting correlation there between car payments, paycheck to paycheck living, and honestly not having enough money for retirement.
Going way back, a financial advisor I worked with for a long time said that a lot of middle-class folks, just average income wage earners, are kind of reluctant to do, you know, to get an investment program going because they think it won't make a difference going up the road. And then he pointed out at my current spending level at that point, how much money I would be spending in espresso over the next 20 years.
Well, yeah, I mean, the earlier you start, the better. Obviously, time in the market beats timing the market. And so if you're 18 or 19 or 20 and you just start by investing $100 a month, gosh, and by the time you're 60 years old, you're 100% going to be a millionaire. And for those of us who got a later start, yeah, the key is investing 15% of your gross income. If you can do that, you're going to be okay. For the most part, regardless of when you start, having some money is better than no money, right? And so I always advise people just go ahead and start. Go ahead and get on a plan for your money. Go ahead and set those habits because the time is going to pass anyway. And if you start those habits now, your future self is going to thank you.
For spending, what are the common mistakes that a lot of people make?
Most people don't have a budget. And if they do have a budget, it's not a complete budget. A complete budget is planning your money before you get it. You're assigning every single dollar a task. We call that a zero-based budget. But more so than that, and this is the part where everybody kind of gets hung up, yes, you plan for how you're going to spend every dollar, but you also have to plan for when you're going to spend it. A lot of folks these days are on variable income, or they're on, you know, fluctuating income. And because of that, we have to plan when we're going to spend our money as well. And the third part of that is we also have to plan for our margin. Margin is not just treat yourself money, you know, go have a blast, who cares what we spend it on. We need to also plan, okay, how much am I going to spend on that Target run? How much am I going to spend exactly on those fun things like going to the movies, going on vacation? Making sure to even plan for the margin is where a lot of people miss out.
And a lot of people also, it seems like, are spending money on things they don't use, like subscriptions.
Yeah, that's true. You know, we find that gym memberships, a lot of subscriptions, things like that, they fall by the wayside. And the truth is, it is eating up portions of their budget. So when you do a budget, a lot of times people start to see, oh my gosh, I didn't even realize I was spending money on that. They can cancel the subscription. They can pull back on certain things, and they feel like they got a raise. Folks who use every dollar, it takes them about 90 days to really lock in a really good budget that works for them. Every dollar is the Ramsey Solutions budgeting app that we have. And it really doesn't just teach you how to budget. It actually teaches you a plan for your money, a proven plan that will help you not only get out of debt, but it will help you build wealth over the long term.
Growing up, my family was pretty frugal, single income most of the time. My mom did a lot of clipping of coupons. Is that still a thing in this digital world?
I think it is. I think everybody's looking for ways to cost max and save money wherever they can. And whether that be a promo code, whether it's a coupon, any way to save money is something that we're looking for. And so, again, every dollar, having a budget, it's going to help you just be more intentional. If you can be intentional about every dollar that you spend, that's going to be far more beneficial than any coupon you could find that's going to save you 30 cents.
Now, do some people, though, on the other side of this, work so hard to save that they don't enjoy their money? I mean, they really scrimp when they don't have to. I recall hearing about somebody who had seven figures in investments and was reminded that he could buy a new shirt.
Yeah, absolutely. So what I find is, especially if you're working the Ramsey plan, that's seven baby steps, a lot of times people get caught up in the mindset of the first three steps. In the first three steps, you're paying off debt, you're saving up money, and you're doing it at a very intense pace, and you're doing it sacrificially. But once you drift into the other baby steps where you're investing, whether you're saving up for kids' college and paying off your house, those are ones where we really get to live a little bit, and our mindset needs to shift from intensity to intentionality. The whole point of money is to be able to enjoy it, to be able to give and live like no one else. And so we really have to intentionally make that mind shift and practice what it feels like to spend in a really responsible way.
And if somebody is in the sort of middle age, getting a little up there in years, how do you know how to plan out when you can retire?
So if we're just talking about rough math, Kyle, what you're looking to be able to do is live off of the interest of your nest egg. So just to use round figures, let's say you have $1 million saved, and if it's really invested in a good way, you should be earning somewhere between, 10 to 12% of an annualized rate of return. And that's just on your basic index fund, right? And so if we're making 10%, the interest alone on that is, $100,000 a year? If you can live off of just the interest, $100,000 a year, that's great. Now, if you want to take it a bit further and, you know, pull it back 4% to adjust for inflation, that's an even better way to do that napkin math. But essentially, that's what you're looking to do. If you can live off the interest and never touch the nest egg, that's true legacy-changing wealth.
As we wrap up, what about Ramsey resources that can help with any of this that we talked about?
Absolutely. So Every Dollar, that's the app I was talking about earlier. If you can get into that, that's going to change your life. You can get into it for free at RamseySolutions.com, or you can find it anywhere in the App Store, you know, Google Play, Android, wherever you buy your apps, that's where it is.
All right. Jade Warshaw, Ramsey Media Personality, co-host of the program. Thanks for being on this morning.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.
All right. 8:40 at the Morning Report.